Cohoes Mayor Sean Morse is defying calls to resign, including from the governor of New York, after the Times Union reported more details of alleged domestic violence on Sunday. The call to resign came from the highest office in the state on Sunday, Governor Andrew Cuomo, who said a state police investigation into Morse that was reported having been wrapped up on Friday is being reopened. Cuomo spokesman Rich Azzopardi.
This is exactly the same same standard that the governor held Attorney General Schneiderman to. This report came out of him abusing women, and the governor calling him to resign. Said he wasn't fit to lead the office given these circumstances.
Renewed calls for Morse, a first-term Democrat, to step down come after the Albany Times Union published articles that included 911 calls last Thursday and allegations Morse got physically violent with his wife and daughter on Sunday. Swift reaction also came from a trio of local Democrats and the Albany County Democratic Committee. Albany Mayor Kathy Sheehan and State Assemblywoman Patricia Fahey last December led the initial call for Morse to step down, which came after the Times Union published a series of reports detailing alleged domestic violence incidents by Morse dating back years. Now, State Assemblyman John McDonald is echoing those calls. McDonald, a former mayor of Cohoes, agrees with Governor Cuomo that Morse should go.
So he really should take that consideration. At the end of the day, he's got to think about what's best for his family and himself and the citizens of the city of Cohoes. I've known Sean for a long period of time. He's a hard worker. He's hard charging as well. At the same token, the city has made great progress over the last couple decades. It's important that we continue that progress, but in all honesty, the pressure of this investigation, which I don't think is going to go away anytime soon, has got to be a major distraction in his ability to do his job.
A close political ally of Morse, Albany County Comptroller Mike Connors, reserved comment, explaining he might become involved in the police investigation.
I do know his wife, and I had spoken to her many times and received text messages from her. So, as this goes along, we could be involved. I will say this, that when drugs or mental illness hit a family, the whole family is injured. And I feel sorry for Sean's stepdaughter, his son, and his daughter. And, of course, I feel sorry for his wife, who's had her troubles.
The Cohoes Common Council plans to hold a special meeting to discuss the situation tonight at 7. Councilor Randy Kanifka, who recently announced his intention to run for mayor, proclaims this the darkest time in the history of the Spindle City and says it's unclear what legally the Common Council can do.
Our charter does not give us any authority to remove the mayor. The most we could do would be to pass a resolution calling for the mayor to resign. Now, that being said, we're not even certain if we could bring a resolution to the floor without the mayor's consent. And that was a question that was brought up by the president of our council at our last meeting. And that was addressed to our corporation council, who didn't have an answer.
Mayor Morse did not return a call requesting comment Monday, but did an extensive interview with WAMC News on September 13th, where he twice denied having committed domestic violence.
I've never hit my wife. My wife is a wonderful, loving, caring mother. We have a great family. And again, if I wasn't the mayor of the city, we wouldn't be talking about this, because there's a million people across this country who have had to deal with some of the most painful things that me and my wife dealt with. And we're still trying to work through them and make everything good for our family. I'm not going to discuss them things. It's nobody's business.
There's more at WAMC.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.